As a subsequent follow-up to that, the question is, so what? There are two possibilities. Either that you pick the wrong therapy, and therefore perhaps if you changed at 3 to 5 weeks, instead of waiting till classic evidence of progression by radiographs or clinical findings, you change right there. Maybe you do those patients a favor. And again, I tell my patients who have metastatic breast cancer, the bad news is you have metastatic breast cancer. At least with currently available therapies, we're probably not going to cure you. The good news is you have metastatic breast cancer because there are so many available therapies. We have lots of options. I'm going to pick one, and if I'm wrong, we'll go to something else. So one possibility is that within 3 to 5 weeks, you can tell if you were right or wrong and maybe switch to something that might work. The alternative is that perhaps those are the 25 or 30% of patients for whom we just do no good no matter what we do, and best supportive care might be a better option. I hope that's not the case, but it's a possibility. So in the Southwest Oncology Group, and again within the U.S. Intergroup, we're about to start a trial. I hope it will begin later this spring, in which women who have metastatic breast cancer who are starting first-line chemotherapy, so we focus this a little bit based on some observations we made in that study, and if they have elevated cells at baseline, will all receive first-line chemotherapy of their doctor's choice. And at first follow-up, they'll have a sample done, and if they still have elevated cells, they'll be randomly assigned to switching therapy right then or staying on what they were on anyway, which is standard of care. If they have cleared their cells, they'll stay on what they're on because that's standard of care as well. And our hope is what we'll see is an improvement in progression-free survival and overall survival by switching early as opposed to waiting until a patient has progressed by classic clinical findings. And again, I hope that study will be open soon. We've also now published or about to publish a set of other sub-analyses from that trial suggesting, again, that the circulating tumor cells are quite predictive in people starting a first-line therapy. Massimo published that in JCO about a year ago, that they may be more accurate, actually, than classic staging criteria are. And that's a very interesting observation, that our ability to look at responses these days has probably become less accurate rather than more accurate because the new tests are so highly sensitive, they're less specific. This, we hope, will be published in Clinical Cancer Research in the next few months. And finally, that with subsequent follow-ups beyond the first follow-up, if you were not elevated and you become elevated, again, that's probably a sign that your tumor is starting to progress and it might be time to switch. And that's also an abstract we've reported, and that study is in press now as well.